Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with former FBI, retired FBI, Robin Dreek, and Hidden Killers contributor, going back to kicking it old school, all the way back to earlier in the year on this one, making some observations about none other than Alec Murtaugh, getting the love letters in prison. I started to see some of those through some FOIA requests. Yeah. We've seen a shirtless Alec Murtaugh in the last week or two. From his videos or his video chats that he's able to have with whoever he wants to when they call or he calls them. He looks very comfortable in prison right now. And as we heard last week when we listened to that phone call, audibly, he still seems like it's business as usual for Alec.
Yeah, you know, I keep looking at this. I don't know if anyone ever saw the movies. Denzel Washington played a pilot in a movie called Flight.
Okay. Yes.
And yeah, it's a really great movie about a closet alcoholic that wound up saving a plane. Again, it's fictional based on, there's a couple readings in, it's called The Big Book in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's very similar things where he hid his alcoholism and wound up saving all these lives, but he flew the plane completely intoxicated. He was high on coke. And finally, at the end of the movie, you know, he's running from all these lies the entire movie. He's lying about this, lying about that, fighting this, innocent this, and everyone's hailing him a hero. And finally, at his final, not trial, but his final hearing with a National Transportation Safety Board, he says, "I can't tell another lie." And he finally owns up and they send him to prison. Mm-hmm. And he finally found peace because he got sober, he reconciled, and he just found peace. And when I saw Alex Murdoch and these photos, and like you said, you listen to that recording, it's almost like looking at someone that finally got a chance to let go of the crazy of his life and got sober. I mean, that's the only thing that really struck me was he finally seems calm, mm-hmm, and accepting of his life as it is. And isn't that kind of strange? I mean, that's the only thing that really struck me was he looks like someone has finally accepted, potentially. Now, granted, he could be in complete denial as well, and I'm, again, being a horrible armchair quarterback on this one. But this is someone just said, like, psychologically, I'm just seeing finally someone is just like, huh, I'm okay now.
Yeah.
Because I can do no more damage to myself, the world around me. And it just looks like someone's like resolved to, this is my life. And you know what? It's okay now. I'm sober.
Well, I'd almost compare it to like a wild animal that's been caged,
yeah,
where, you know, after a while, their instincts to, you know, kill anything that's coming at them, you know, they kind of eventually go away. And they're more, okay, yeah, here's more people coming by to look at me. But they're that urge, that menacing way that he had about them, you know, the kind of it tones down. But I mean, that's what we're seeing on the outside of those that he's interacting with there. I do wonder if behind bars, the interactions he's having with other people, although very limited because he is still kind of self-confined. But if in time, you know, there's going to be more schemes of Alec Murtaugh that you may only end up hearing through jailhouse stories of scheming within with other inmates.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, like I said, from the limited optic we're getting, I have found it pretty striking.
Yeah.
And I guys, individuals like him, this is where he needs to be. He needs to be locked up forever because he can't function in society, obviously. And maybe, you know, maybe this is his thing that, you know, I don't know, but I'm like you, I found it really striking. His behavior is just placid almost. I mean, just like very, it's like he's away on a vacation. I mean, isn't that, that's just, wow.
I think and maybe he is mentally away on a vacation because if you were to come to the surface on this or come back to land and see the nuclear explosion that you just set off for everyone in your life, I think he'd keep going back to the water.
For years.
Yeah, and probably forever, because I don't know that one can mentally face that to its extent and understand what one did and be able to go forward. That would just be extremely difficult.
And not just from the murder of his wife and son, but the devastation he called financially to all these people. And most likely, in order to do that damage, all the bullying he did throughout his life and his family did. I mean, just the destruction in the community around them that they impacted. I mean, that's a lot to face.
What's your take on the Mallory Beach settlement that we saw come out just recently? It was between $15 to $20 million. She was rewarded. It coming from Parker's grocery store. This is where his son bought the alcohol, but was using his brother's fake ID or his brother's real ID. So when it was scanned, it came across as a valid ID. The two look very similar. Had there not been death involved, nobody would know anything about this, that they ended up selling alcohol to a minor. But them being fined that amount, when we look at the video of what took place, Parker's really didn't do anything wrong. And they're really not equipped or have any legal right to ask for any more identification or ways of proving one's age other than an ID. And they were provided an ID. They, of course, I guess, could have just said, well, maybe this is fake and refused service. But if it looks like it's valid, I don't really see how they intentionally did anything wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, legally, well, first of all, I'm extremely gratified that the family got something for that.
I am too. But I'm like, more of this should be coming out of Alex's pocket if there's anything left versus,
So I was, again, just looking at this, the only thing that strikes me is, the first impression was good on the family. Then you're thinking of that poor business that got hammered by it. But then, I was reading that it was the insurance company that's trying to do this, because the insurance company is going to be the one that pays it out. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are trying to have restitution to a family and you want to award them money, I wonder if going into the calculus is like, who actually has money that can actually give the restitution? Yeah. And in this case, it might have only been the insurance company that did it. It'll raise the rates, if not put that liquor store out of business, but at least it's not going to bankrupt these individuals. Mm-hmm. It's pure conjecture, but if I was looking at, as a reasonable person trying to award a family restitution that they so are deserving of, because you can't bring back their child, where are you going to get it from? So I that was part of the calculation there.
And I agree. I mean, I believe the family certainly deserves restitution. It just seems, the true culprits in here was Alex's son, Paul. Yeah. And I agree, and go for restitution if you want to. Obviously, it's not going to bring anyone back, but I think you're certainly entitled to it when something was done wrong. But at a certain point, too, like you can't just get it from anybody just because they exist, even if you look at the logic of this and go, look, they really did do their job. I mean, but the insurance company did simply state that we don't want to go to trial with this, mainly because we're going to be lumped in with Alec Murdaugh, and it's already horrible enough that we're lumped in. So our best case scenario to get out of this is just pay this off and be done with it, which from a business standpoint, I get. It doesn't seem like necessarily this was justice done, because I don't think the person that was punished or the company that was punished is the one that really should truly be receiving this punishment. But at the same point, if Alec doesn't have anything to pay, you got attorneys, they're going to go for where money can come from, and they certainly did find it.
Yeah, and I'm with you. When you look at the video of this, I mean, it was reasonable, and that's what the law is. Laws are placed for reasonableness, and it was reasonable to what they did. Boy, it's one of those, as they say in Star Trek, the Kobayashi Maru, the no-win scenario. you know, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't in this situation. They did legally everything they're supposed to do. They even by reasonableness, it looks reasonable because of the because of the likenesses of everyone. I mean, and so how do you want to hold people accountable for underage selling alcohol?
Sure.
At the same time, they reasonably did everything they're supposed to do. That's a mess.
I mean, until we in society have another system for this, for businesses to poke holes in a better way than just looking at a piece of plastic, I don't know that you can expect a business to do much more. They can't, really. I mean, legally, they would be infringing on people's rights if they were to go further than what they're legally required to do. But
ends because of the family.
Yes.
They might have recognized. I mean, this family's pretty striking in their look with their red hair and their. I mean, they just are striking. They might have even known him coming in and say, "Oh, we better not say no to the Murdochs." I mean, there's a lot of external pressures that might have been part of that as well.
Yeah.
And to hold someone at fault for a crime syndicate of a family.
Yeah.
I'm with you on it.
I feel like they kind of nabbed the wrong thing there, but I am happy that the Beach family did reach a settlement.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.